to it as we, man, what an interesting day this has been on the radio. Huh? And on television, of course, and on streaming as well. Interesting day. My next guest, Adam Michelle, is the Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. He focuses on analyzing the economic and budgetary effects of taxation in the U.S. Do you like higher taxes? Well, then you'll love the $7.3 trillion budget just put forth by Joe Biden. But don't worry. If you make less than $400,000 a year, he says, he won't pay a penny more in taxes. I think that's how he said it. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on. You do quite an impression there.
Well, you know, look, if you make more, first of all, even today with all the inflation, $400,000 is a pretty decent income for most people, wouldn't you say? So that's number one. Number two, $7.3 trillion, there's no way on God's green earth that anybody making under $400,000 escapes getting taxed further and further and further to fuel this madness, is there?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think this promise not to tax people earning less than $400,000 a year is simply a fiction, and you can see that in his budget, despite the fact that many of the taxes that he's proposing actually do impact people earning under $400,000 a year, like taxes on energy and taxes on businesses that ultimately get passed on to workers in the form of lower wages. He doesn't actually extend the Trump tax cut that cut taxes for people all up and down the income distribution. He says that he wants to extend them for some folks, but he doesn't actually address that and sort of leaves the quest people sort of waiting to see what he plans to do.
The only good news is that we have a wafer-thin margin in the House, so this won't get taken up as of yet. But here's a list of things where taxes will be higher. A corporate tax rate higher than communist China, by the way. Higher death taxes. That means you pay tax when you earn the dollar, when you invest the dollar, when you spend the dollar, and when you die, they want another chunk of it. A global tax on American business. Small business tax. This one really gets my attention. 39.6%, the proposal. Higher energy taxes, higher Medicare taxes, the list goes on. Let me focus on that small business tax for just a moment here, Adam. What is the small business tax currently? And is this S-Corp, C-Corp? What is this?
Yeah, so most small businesses are taxed as individuals, so it depends on how big you are. But most small businesses are ultimately going to be taxed at that top rate of what Biden wants to raise to almost 40%. And then he wants to tack on top of that an expansion of the Obamacare taxes and raising that rate to additional 5%. So he wants to almost 45% tax rate for some of the largest family-owned businesses. And that's just one of many, many tax increases here in the budget that would hit.
Well, there won't be any small businesses.
Employers.
There won't be any small business if you do that, will there?
That's exactly right. This is a plan to drive businesses either out of business or out of the United States.
Hold on. Out of the United States doesn't count because there's also a global tax on American business here on the list.
Yeah, they try to get you from sort of every angle they can. What we saw in 2017 were businesses actually leaving the United States. So this global tax is trying to stop folks from even being able to escape their highest taxes. I don't think it ultimately works like that, but it certainly increases costs dramatically.
I laugh, Adam, because otherwise I would cry. But I wonder if you're a business and you're in California, where Governor Newsom wants to make sure if you've had a business in California, no matter where you move, he can continue to tax you. And now Joe Biden says, well, we want to continue to tax too. If you're a business in California and you go out of the country, do you get taxed by California and the federal government? I mean, why don't you just give them your business? Of course, they can't run it because they can't run anything. They can't run a bath, let alone running a company. But is that how it would play out? You'd pay California and the federal government. That's the way it sounds to me.
And if you don't pay the federal government, the Biden administration is working on this new global tax where you'll be hit by someone else. It creates an incentive to keep your business small or not grow it at all, and ultimately invest less and employ fewer people here in America.
Or just run your business, you know, under the counter, you know. I mean, really,
that's also an option.
You go to, well, look, let me guarantee you something out of all this, Adam. And that is the black market will grow. When these sorts of things happen, smaller companies will just go underground a little bit. You know, the smallest companies will go underground. That's the way it works. You force people to make decisions, and you force people to make decisions about their future and their money. That's what happens. That's why you have a black market, right? I gave you the last word on all this tax nonsense. Will it pass? Will it not pass? What do you think? Oh, and here's the other question. Will it pass the Senate?
These budgets are ultimately aspirational, but I think the key takeaway is that even after increasing taxes to some of the highest levels in our history, the budget still adds about $17 trillion to the debt. This plan is simply not a serious one, and that's clear by the numbers.
Well, here's what I would say. With this budget, Joe Biden puts the ass in aspirational. Adam, greatly appreciate you. Those are my words, not yours. I won't hang those around your neck. I'll take that. Adam Michel, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, where they've got lots to study these days because there's all sorts of tax proposals flying around. Adam, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.
Greatly appreciate it. If you want to lose weight and feel great, My Pure Health Solutions, the place to start for you today. If you want to take the stress off your joints, you just want to fit better in your clothes, you don't want to be afraid of the mirror anymore, go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. My Pure Health Solutions will build a perfect plan just for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's your size fits you. A custom plan built for you by the great professionals at My Pure Health. I've done the program. It's fabulous. All right? It is fabulous. So go to GruberHealth.com, find out more. Get a free consultation. What's free today? The consultation at My Pure Health by going to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Final thoughts after this.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student-athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.